John Madden joins us now in the studio. His latest movie, Proof, is an adaptation of the play by David Auburn that won a Pulitzer and a Tony. Proof is a story that tries to trace the line between genius and insanity and asks, if genius is a spark that can glow from one generation to the next, can it also be accompanied by insanity? The film stars Gwyneth Paltrow, who recreates the role she played in London's West End of Catherine, the daughter of a brilliant mathematician played in the film by Anthony Hopkins, who went mad after accomplishing his best work. The film also stars Hope Davis and Jake Gyllenhaal. Mr. Madden, of course, was the director of Shakespeare in Love and a whole lot of award-winning television, and he's in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
How do you show a mathematician in a film? You know, because in writers in films always type a few words and, oh, that's not working, and they crumple up the page and throw it away. What do you do with
that's
a mathematician?
Right. Well, I suppose you show them writing in comprehensible hieroglyphics. No, I mean, it's quite important to know that while math is the milieu of this film, the actual business of math itself is not at the center of the story. The center of the story is kind of an emotional turbulence that the central character, Gwyneth Paltrow, is living through as a result of her father's death.
We do want to play a clip, and maybe you can help us talk our way into it. It's a father-daughter conversation.
Catherine, the character Gwyneth Paltrow plays, is talking to her father and voicing her fears about what might happen to her. It's a good introduction to the particular kind of tone the piece has, because it's in many ways an absurd conversation, as you'll see.
Crazy people don't sit around wondering if they're nuts.
They don't?
Of course not. They've got better things to do. Take it from me. A very good sign that you're crazy is an inability to ask the question, am I crazy?
Even if the answer is yes?
Crazy people don't ask, you see?
Huh.
So come on, what do you say? Let's call it a night. You go up and get some sleep, and then in the morning you can...
Wait.
What's the matter?
It doesn't make sense.
Sure it does.
No.
Where's the problem?
The problem is, you are crazy.
So?
So, you said a crazy person would never admit that.
Ah, I see.
So?
It's a point.
The underlying anxiety that animates many of the characters in the film seems to be, and I don't mean to fill in the blanks too much on this, but of course the whole idea is that if a proof is something that is certifiable,
mm-hmm.
a proof is something that works or it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, that's the anxiety that Gwyneth Paltrow's character and others have about their mental state. Either this is valid or it's not.
That's right. The story contrasts the kind of concrete realities and the certainties that are available in math. For those people who don't know, a mathematical proof is a way of validating a hypothesis. Some very simple things are very, very hard to prove, and it's the sort of holy grail of mathematics is to find a proof to some very simple conjectures. So it contrasts that sort of certainty with the kind of lack of certainty that we experience in human discourse and human experience. Generally, we crave certainty. We want to know always that we've made the right choice, that we've found the right partner, that we should have taken that left turn back there, and so on and so forth. But we never can know that. It's that sort of idea. And it's worth saying that this makes the movie sound impossibly grim,
mm-hmm.
which it really isn't. And anybody who is familiar with the play will know that that's its point of departure, but that actually a great deal of the piece is about family, is about, well, father and daughter relationships, about sibling relationships particularly. There's a very dominant relationship with an estranged sister who...
Mm-hmm. This is the Hope Davis
character. Who comes back for the funeral intent on, as she puts it, taking care of her sister, which has rather kind of somber overtones once you realize what care she's actually talking about.
I really don't need this, Claire. I'm fine, you know? I'm totally fine. And then you show up here with these questions like, are you okay, with that soothing tone of voice, and bagels and bananas and jojoba, and come to New York and vegetarian chili? I mean, it really pisses me off, so just save it!
And that's the source of a huge amount of absurd humor in the piece, as well as some anguish.
When you're dealing with a well-known play mm-hmm. that a great number of people have seen mm-hmm. and loved, are you humble about changes that you feel have to be made?
Yes. I think that I obviously had a tremendous allegiance to the play because directed the play on stage yeah. in London, and I would never have wanted to do the film if it meant co-opting the story and sort of bending it out of shape and changing it in that way. And I certainly don't think that's what's happened. So the answer is yes, you are very humble about doing that. I mean, I would never, I think in a more, perhaps if I'd been making the movie in a more commercial environment, I might have been under a lot of pressure, for example, to diddle around with the way the story ends, which mm-hmm. I absolutely have not done, nor was I put in a position where I was expected to, because the pressure to create, you know, massive uplift at the end of a thing is very, very strong. I'm not saying that there isn't uplift.
I found it.
No, it's very positive.
Three quarters massively uplifting.
Yes, exactly. No, yeah. It is, and it's very, it's kind of exhilarating in that way, but it's yeah. a very, very, it's quite a modest turn at the end of the film.
Did you have a math advisor?
We certainly yeah. did, yes. I wasn't about to venture into this area naked. And one of the great pleasures of David's writing is that it reveals, you know, the world of math in a way that most people would not expect. You know, that it's a place where people party into the night, where they take drugs to keep themselves awake and sharpen up their performance.
And sometimes where, just for fun. Too.
And just for fun. And, you know, where routine jealousies and competitiveness exists and so forth. And, you know, that it's a kind of chaotic world full of passionate people mm-hmm. who share, I suppose, a kind of view of their subject that you would normally think of people having towards the arts, say, music or mm-hmm. writing. They use words like beautiful and
elegant,
yes, and the mystery of a really sensationally simple and unexpected proof, for example, is capable of sending them into ecstasies mm-hmm. Of pleasure that are clearly addictive.
Mm-hmm. I saw the film before. I'm afraid I was familiar with some of your background. I certainly knew about Shakespeare in Love. And I wonder, the years that you spent doing series television, mm-hmm. albeit very high-quality series for mm-hmm. British televisions, but crime drama.
Yes, I certainly did do crime drama and what was then, I suppose, the British film industry for a long time, which is, you know, single dramas on yeah. television.
I wonder, just in terms of how you lay out a story, mm-hmm. do you think you absorb something from that?
There's absolutely no question. You know, you learn very quickly how to tell the story well and economically. I mean, there's nothing like genre to make you understand the rules. And I think you've got to make sure that you're dealing with the narrative in a way that makes it exciting to watch, I think. I mean, my hope is that anybody seeing the film will not be able to imagine how this could be a play, just as when people saw the play, they weren't necessarily able to imagine it as a film. One should be complementary to the other, but not supplant the other.
Okay. Mr. Madden, delighted to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Madden in our studios. His latest film, Proof, opens September 16th. And to see scenes from the film, you can come to our website, npr.org.